Papa used to sell it to the gin down at the Grove.
The Grove is nestled away off of Highway 36 in between Temple and Gatesville, Texas. Its legacy is rich. Songs have been written about it. Books have been published. And now a documentary film released earlier this year called The Grove, Texas, not only tells the story of how a place went from an abandoned ghost town full of history to a large memorabilia mecca for Texas movie makers and history buffs alike, but what happens when that entire town gets auctioned off.
In the Alamo movie, now I'm gonna buy 1,000. I got 400 now, 5. I'm at 400 now, 15 now, 500 now, 6, now, 7.
Collectibles found at the Grove were used in Texas films like Lonesome Dove, Secondhand Lions, and the Coen brothers' True Grit. And the man who spent 37 years putting his heart and soul into preserving and maintaining the Grove, taking care of the buildings, filling them full of these 19th century Texas treasures, decided it was time to say goodbye.
We are going to be auctioning off the whole town.
Moody Anderson placed a lot of love and care and refurbished buildings out of this long-forgotten little community.
That's Lori Nivar. She directed The Grove, Texas.
It's one of those communities that I think would have been left behind and buildings would have crumbled if someone like Moody hadn't stepped up to preserve the buildings.
In 2010, The Grove's owner, Moody Anderson, was faced with health problems. And after being persuaded by his family, he decided to auction off the town. Nivar says capturing Anderson selling The Grove was a big part of the film, which premiered to a sold-out crowd at the Stateside Theater in Austin this past February. The Grove, Texas was also entered into the Texas Hill Country Film Festival, garnering Best Texas Film.
We are thrilled to know that audiences out there that don't even know Moody or are not familiar with The Grove, they have enjoyed the film. It reminds them of communities that they might have been from.
Nivar wanted to highlight the auctioneering process. In The Grove, Texas, hundreds of people from near and far came to the auction. Thousands of Moody Anderson's collectibles are sold to friends and strangers, something Anderson said he wanted.
I figured a way to make people happy is just sell piece by piece, make a bunch of people happy instead of one happy.
Nivar says the strong connection to The Grove among locals assured Anderson his town would be in safe hands.
What I learned in making this film is that this sleepy little, not even a stoplight, if you blink, you're going to miss it. There were many people that were very proud of The Grove.
But to find out more about what happens in the film, you'll have to see it. Nivar is hoping to submit the film to other festivals across the state. For now, the film will be shown in Mason, Texas on July 17th at the Odeon Theater. The Grove, Texas will also have a special showing at the Gatesville Drive-In in early August. The movie is available for purchase online at polkaworks.org. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.
She loved my papa even when he was mean, and she loved Bob Wills.